Hello, welcome to What She Said and welcome to Podmas. So I'm going to be doing 12 days, 12 episodes, 12 different topics. And if you want to affect those topics, because I'm just recording kind of on the hoof, as it were, then make sure you drop me a tweet at Wanderloose Blog or a DM or an Instagram message. Or an email, lucy@wanderloose.com, and just let me know what it is that you'd like me to talk about. So in this 12-minute episode, and I'm going to try not to ramble too much, I'm going to talk about podcasting. Because I had a lovely email, reply to my newsletter email, actually, from somebody called Flavia, who is the loveliest, and she just asked if I could cover why I started the podcast, kind of what my process is. And I do get quite a lot of questions about that, because I think podcasting is such an awesome medium, and people do want to know, is it technical? Is it easy to do? Why did I decide to do it? And what the benefits are. So I'm a massive fan of podcasts. I'm just going to say, actually, I've got a bit of a cold, so I'm really sorry. I sound a bit nasal. Apologies about that. Anyway, back to the podcast chat. So I love podcasts. I love consuming podcasts. It's kind of one of my favourite ways to listen to stuff on walks, on runs, and I've been a bit obsessed with podcasts for a few years now. And I listen to loads of different types as well. I listen to stuff like This American Life, obviously Serial. My dad wrote a porno, and right through to more businessy type podcasts, like Jen Carrington's podcast, Make It Happen, is incredible. Sarah Tasker's #Authentic is amazing. Being Boss. I dip in and out of some podcasts. So like I sometimes listen to Jess Lively's, but on an episode by episode basis, as opposed to subscribing. The reason I decided that I wanted to start one is, I guess, because when I went on maternity leave, and in fact, I think it was even before, yeah, it was before that, because I was planning it when I was pregnant, which is probably going back almost 18 months. I wanted to start one because I wanted a bit of a creative outlet. I've dabbled with creating video content, and I have never really enjoyed it, and it's always been a little bit too time consuming. I wanted something that would fit with my freelance career, that didn't require too much technical stuff. I didn't want to have to invest too much in it. And I certainly didn't want to have to be getting out and about when I've got things to be doing at home. So podcasting seemed to be, I really wanted to do it. I love listening to them. So I'm repeating myself a little bit now, so I'll stop. I found the whole process took me a really long time. So from coming up with the idea to actually getting it out, which did take a really long time, probably almost a year. I knew what I wanted to do. I had the title really quickly. I even started recording some calls pretty quickly. But editing, really, it was such a headache. Now it's crazy, because I became a bit, I don't know, paralyzed with fear about editing in GarageBand. So there's actually not a lot of information out there. I didn't find useful information on how to podcast, and not like if you Google, you know, how to start a blog, or how do I inject this bit of code, how do I make this bit of my website look like this, and how do I set up a newsletter. I feel like there's so much information out there, but for podcasting it felt like there really wasn't that much out there. But I was very lucky, because I had my lovely friend Sam Sparrow, who's a podcasting whiz. She's been podcasting for absolutely donkey's years, so she really helped me. But she uses GarageBand, and I remember Leah saying that she uses Audacity, and I kind of, I don't know why, but I didn't look at Audacity. I just presumed that I would find GarageBand really easy to use, and every time I tried to do it, I kept having problems, and I edited the same podcast maybe 4 times. It took me ages once I'd worked out how to do it, which actually, you know what, it is simple. Every time I exported it, all the bits that I'd edited out came back, and it was soul destroying. And it was like an hour long conversation. It was actually the episode with Siobhan Watts from Bless the Weather. It's number 2, I think, of series 1. So go back and listen to that. So it was a long one, and it was one of my first ones. So I was particularly rambly. Because that's the other thing. Once you start editing things, you then sort of know how to speak in your podcast. So now, I, especially in my interviews, I don't stop and start in the same way that I used to. And I try to be a bit less rambly. I tend to be a bit more to the point. And so this, and maybe I'll leave a bit more of a gap, and I won't constantly be like umming and ahhing when a guest is speaking. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, because I do just really get into it and just end up having a good old chat and forget that I'm recording. But I'm certainly better than I was. Anyhow, so it took me, yeah, a really long time, probably 6 months of paralysis, where I was like, no, I just can't wear this out. I can't face going back into GarageBand. So, and to the point where I almost thought, no, that's it. I'm not going to do it. And then suddenly overcome with, I don't know, like creative oomph. I downloaded Audacity and I tried it out, and it was a piece of piss. It was so, so, so easy. It was so easy. And I haven't looked back. So for me, Audacity is the editing tool that I use. It's free. It's really, and I find it really simple, but you know, I think everybody has a different experience. So try out GarageBand, try out Audacity, see which one you like best. So I guess the next step in my process, and this is a very organized step, it's probably the bit that I'm most organized with, is guests. I send them a bit of a blanket email, not blanket email. I have a bit of a template, so I send them a link to my Calendly, and they pop in a time that suits them, and I let them know what I want them to do. So add me on Skype, make sure that you've got iPhone headphones, you know, little instructions like that. Make sure that you're not sat next to a window where there's a digger outside making loads of noise, things like that. And then I just go and kind of record, have a chat. I started off literally just having a chat, not knowing what was going to come out of the chat. But now I'm probably a little bit more structured. Like, I know what I want to talk to people about a bit more. So I just had a call with the lovely Charlie Swift. So that's a bit of an exclusive for you. Charlie Swift will be on series 2 of the podcast. And I sort of already knew what I wanted to talk to her about. I hadn't told her that, but which sounds weird and maybe a bit like I'm trying to trip people up. And I'm not. It's just that I have found that when you're talking to people, they don't necessarily appreciate what skills and expertise they have. So I think sometimes people are like, oh God, why would you want to talk to me? I've had that a few times. I'm like, but because you're amazing at this, X, Y, or Z. And they don't necessarily think that they are. But I know that I'm going to find that interesting, and I know that you guys are going to find it interesting too. So I think probably some of my most successful episodes have been where I have known exactly what it is that I want to get out of somebody, and maybe they haven't realized it, but yeah. And what do I do next? And then I have a really big spreadsheet called the Podcast Master Sheet, where I input everything. I have a checklist to do. So the kind of fiddly bits aside from editing, I'll put in, you know, the date that I'm recording, and then I'll have the checklist. So have I edited it? Have I created the show notes? Have I got a picture? Have I uploaded it to Libsyn, my host? All of those sort of things. And then I'll have the date that it's going live, the episode number, whether it's explicit, all of the things that I need, that I'll need to come back to perhaps. And then I have a separate page where I track my downloads by episode. And I just do it per episode per month. So it's quite good to see. So at the end of series 1, for example, I looked back over all of the episodes and which one was successful. And in some cases, I've put notes in, like there was a technical issue here, or this particular one, there was an outsourced edit, or, you know, there was something special happening this week, or I did an Instagram post that did really well talking about it for this one. And then I went back and sort of analysed, and what I found was those, the things that did well were a combination of big names. So Sarah Tasker's episode went really, really well. I knew it would. Monica's episode did really, really well. And that's episode 3, Monica Stopp from the Travel Hack. So this, you know, and then there were other things that did really well, that might have been a combination of the title being a good title and I sold it well. Or it was a really interesting topic, or, you know, whatever. The people really, the topic really resonated with people, or the, or it was just the person. So a good example of this might be Fifi from Whimsy and Grey. Her episode did really, really, really well. And not that I didn't expect it to, but it's, but we didn't do huge promotion. Neither of us have like gigantic audiences, but it did really, really well. And it had a lot of feedback saying it was people's favourite episode. And that was because of Fifi. That was because of her, how she explains things, the topics that she covered. And it, so that was a real personality thing. And I guess also it was because we're friends in real life. And so I think you get a sense of the chemistry between people. So that's what I'm trying to build on for series 2, which will be released in January. I'm not sure when, but just make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, or subscribe to my newsletter, or just keep in touch with me on Twitter and Instagram, and you'll see when it goes live. I hope this has been helpful. It's been quite fun to record, and I'm sorry that it was a bit rambly. But happy 1st of December. Thank you, Flavia, for suggesting this topic. It's been fun. I'll see you tomorrow.